All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. Praise the Lord. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the nights, getting us through the weekend. Shabbat shalom, most definitely. Always thank him because he's always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love. The outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. His word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, support each other, intercede, support all those great, awesome, amazing things. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and mysteries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations for his namesake. Stay strong, committed, and steadfast, and firm. We are with you all the way through. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Most definitely, all the brand new converts out there, God bless you. All the brand new creatures in Christ out there, God bless you as well. Anyone who just got a dream, an encounter, or a testimony, God bless you always, most definitely. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. Anyone who just became a new believer and a brand new life, God bless you as well. We support you for sure. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Most definitely. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all you for listening, supporting everything, y'all. Most definitely. Welcome, everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always looking out for us. He is always watching us. So always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the sun comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up. Let us be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let us keep our lamp in oil. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him and seek his face. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people. Let's constantly stand our purpose of calling for God always. Most definitely keep it all together for him. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the law, statute, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments. Everything, people. Keep the gospel, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep it all for him. Most definitely, write a copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy. Write a copy of it, keep it for yourself, and keep spreading the gospel, keep spreading the good news, keep being led by the Spirit, and let the Father use you. Amen. Keep on helping people along your path. All right. So today's message, what I love to do is just go through this commentary, and it'll close out with a prayer, close out with a priestly blessing, and close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. So this commentary is based on the martyr James, okay? So we're going to go through this. The title of this commentary is Thunder Silenced James. King Herod had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. The book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. They're in a hurry this morning. The men who entered James' cell and roughly dragged him out were strangers, armed soldiers from Herod's own. He greeted them, but his words were lost in the dismal silence. They shoved him along the passage toward the courtyard. "They're here to kill me," he realized. When they stopped to unlock the outside door, James took a deep breath and smiled grimly. "I'm not afraid. I'm sad. There's still so much to do." They stepped into the cool morning light, and James plunged into a sea of memories. So many wonderful mornings. The ache in his shoulders from yesterday's beating brought back two separate but equally vivid recollections of dawns on Galilee's after nights of fishing. Tired, sore, and disappointed with the catch he and his partners had on two different occasions, pulled in the nets for what they expected to be the last time. Twice the Lord had stood on the shore and dared them to try the other side of the boat one more time. The overwhelming results still warmed the fisherman's soul. He pictured Peter leaping over the side of the boat and laughed in spite of a situation. He remembered the fire, the fish, and so many conversations with the master. "You changed me." The guards looked around, suspicious. Who laughs in the face of death? One pointed to the killing stump. "Kneel, blasphemer," he commanded. These men had killed before. It was an awkward duty, best done quickly. They were expecting resistance. All of them unsheathed their swords. James walked to his dying place slowly, but without hesitation. "Just let me relish these moments." Thoughts of Jesus filled his mind. Scenes flashed from the 3-year period flanked by the amazing fish catches during which Jesus had taught him to fish for people. And as always, he saw the vivid memory of Jesus on the cross gradually dissolving into the Lord's living presence. How many times did you look at John and me with a smile and call us sons of thunder, sons of the Most High God? So this is what you meant about my drinking the same cup you drank. I guess I'll be the first of us to see this place you have prepared for us. He reached a place where the sand was dark with the dry blood of others. A badly scarred stump of wood provided a rough resting place for the heads of the condemned. As he kneeled, phrases from Jesus' prayers began to flow from James' lips. The assigned executioner stepped to his side and raised his sword. "Into your hands, Father, I too commit my spirit. Forgive them, for they know not what they've done." Stunned, ashamed, and troubled, the soldiers turned away. This was not the kind of death they were used to seeing. This was the kind of life that stirred up questions. Back to the future. What's the difference between living for Christ and dying for him? When your earthly life comes to an end, how would you like to spend your last moments? What can you do to begin preparing for that time? How do you respond to the possibility that God might have a different schedule for your life from that you have planned? The story continues. James was present throughout the events recorded in the four Gospels and the beginning of Acts. He lived for about 14 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. His death is noted in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 2. All right. That is the commentary. All right. So much love to the martyrs out there. Okay. Go all out for Christ. Okay. If it means prison or death or anything, go all out for the Lord. Amen. So that's the commentary. What I love to do is I close eyes, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Here we go. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. Yes, he's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. He's the God of Jeshurun. Praise him. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. He's the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Most High. He is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, my strength, my rock, my refuge, my good fortress, my high tower, my shield, my buckler, my strength, my song, my provider, my helper, my salvation, my redeemer. Praise him, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshai, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of the heavenly lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things, cure all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in images. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists. Believe in him. Trust in him. Know he could do for you. Abide in him and abide in his word. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name and shall be given to you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, help, good news, unexpected good news, double portion, blessings. I speak of your life forever, protection forever, most definitely. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever, most definitely. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. His due timing is perfect timing. Amen. He got us, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders Rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. He is the truth, amen. He is the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word. Most definitely, his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. Every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says. The Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is the sinless high priest, is the everlasting king. He is the way everlasting. Prayers are for all the poor people, all the orphans, all the widows, all the fatherless, the strangers, the sojourners, the pilgrims, the refugees, the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the elders, the babies, the children, the men, the young women, the single people, married people, divorced people. Prayers for all households, co-parenting. Prayers for all people, all walks of life, all ends of the earth. Let's repent and get baptized. Let's forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive us. Let's be blameless before the Lord our God. Let God circumcise our hearts. And let's constantly keep walking in God's word and being led by our spirit forever. We touch and agree. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.